Keep walking, fuckos. Guys are all, we're on bikes and we hate the law. Okay. This guy's like trying to get in a cab that's in the middle of the street. He was like standing next to it doing this weird little shuffle dance of like, ooh, should I get in the cab? Ooh, oh, there's someone in the cab. Oh, I can't get in this cab. Oh, ooh, ah, ooh, ha. My stomach feels a little uneasy. Felt a little off these past couple of days. Oh, I don't know. Why rely on notifications when you just leave the page open 24 hours a day? That's what I say. Only then will you be able to ensure that you hear the noise of these city streets.
duct tape this iPad to the outside of the car and let people really hear it.
I wonder if I got one of those microphones, the like headphones with the microphone, the inline mic, and just draped those cables outside the car and rolled the window up. I wonder if this app even works with those plug-in mics. I assume it would. I wonder if that would sound better or worse. I must have a pair of those around somewhere. Maybe I'll grab them and try it. You want this lane? I guess you don't want this lane. Not bad enough, anyway. I offered it up. I was like, get in, let's go. I'm guessing the directionality of a mic like that would probably make it so the music would be harder to hear, so maybe that would be a bad move. Tape a Bluetooth headset to the hood, yeah. Gentleman might be drunk. Guy that looked like he was moments away from falling over face first in the street. A new cable modem. The one I have is not rated for the top end of the speeds I'm supposed to be getting, and sure enough, it seems like I saturate a little low. Top out a little under what my maximum is supposed to be, so ordered a new cable modem. I guess they do self-provisioning for that stuff now, so I looked it up and it seemed like it was pretty easy. At first I was like, man, I don't want to fucking sit on the phone with fucking people. It's bullshit. I should have bought one of those phone holders that clips to your vent, you know? That'd be a good height if I wanted to ever, you know, do dash cam video streaming of the road. I can't
keep meaning to get one of those. Even though they seem shitty. For the iPad, they sell a some kind of it's a similar concept, but it goes into your cup holder and then raises up. But I don't know that I don't think I need that. They put out a new iOS 11 beta today, a public beta. The developer version came out on Monday. And so far my phone has not felt like it was going to burst into flames, which seems good. And I wonder if it's more reliable with showing song names and such. So I guess I'm going to try and play some music here in the car. All right, it's not showing anything. Artist name, nothing. So already off to a great start. Seems like first boot after a firmware update is always real shitty for the car. Felt like the last... Feel like iOS 10 was all fucked up with that stuff too. So let's turn this phone off. Now turn this phone back on. Alright, right back to the same song, and this time it is showing the appropriate information, so... So far, a better experience. Let's, They call him a crack dealer, I am like Warhol, a nigga paint a picture of a bullet for all y'all, now crawl for him. My sophomore cheeks is more minks, but only for my mother, she'll use them as couch covers. You niggas cheaping in my all-star weekends, if y'all can't swim in the deep end and watch, nigga. Woo! 80,000 on this watch, niggas. Yeah, and I ain't never had to watch, nigga. Rich or wealthy, pick your poison. So far, it has kept up with the track information every time I skip tracks. For a while there, like it was getting like it would only change every other track. This fairy tale, you know, about this fly nigga from Harlem that came up and he did his thing, man. He was shining on him, styling on him, showing him how to do it, showing him how to get it. Maybe he was getting it the wrong way. But you know, the fairy tale of it is most brothers and sisters end up dead or in jail.
But check this out with this fairy tale I created in my brain. Imagine if Mish Nev survived. Took those different talents and attributes and business skills and applied it to the world of business. Man, the game, the legal game. So this is the fairy tale, man. And fairy tales do come true. Cause we got millions of cats that's coming up with that hustler spirit and drive. They got that Mitch in them. And they ain't gonna fall to the wayside. They gonna take their street smarts and run the world. Cause the black man is God. And no way out too, that's how I'ma leave it on you. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are preparing to make our final descent into New York motherfucking city. The local time is 11:04 p.m. and the temperature is 68 degrees. If you look to your left, you will see the borough of Brooklyn, home to the notorious B.I.G. And on your right is the world-famous Harlem World, home of the legendary Puff Daddy himself. For your safety and comfort, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the captain turns off the fastened seatbelt sign. On behalf of the entire crew, I'd like to thank you for flying Combs Air, where all dreams do come true.
Just playing skits.
I'm a motherfucking pimp. I own more. I buy more.
The Mixler iOS app has not received an update in a pretty long time either. Now that you mention it. I'm surprised sometimes that it still is functional, that they haven't shut it down, or, you know, I don't know.
Miami. I own all that shit. Ticks, clicks, all that shit.
All right. Seems like they fixed
I am McNignocked, and this is Ur.
I am Ur.
We are Moonanites from the inner core of the moon.
You said it right.
Our race is hundreds of years beyond yours.
Then you hear you say it?
Some would say that the Earth is our moon.
We're the moon.
But that would belittle the name of our moon, which is the moon.
Point is, we're at the center, not you.
No, the real point is, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, Mixler is very cool. I like the idea of audio stream. For me, the mobile aspect of it is the part that I want to use for this shit, really. But, you know, they've got a desktop app. That they refreshed a little more recently. And that's like, you know, for like, hey, if you want to play songs and come in and, you know, do your air checks and talk and kick off some more music and all that other stuff. Like, you know, they definitely support that end of things a little more frequently, I think. That's probably where most of their business is coming from, I'm guessing. They sent out a survey a while back asking if people were interested in taking calls, and I said absolutely. And it made it seem like they were going to do some kind of like call beta or something, and then I realized that that probably meant for the desktop client and not for this mobile app. I guess I should just be glad that they at some point must have made this thing 64-bit, because if they hadn't, it wouldn't work on iOS 11 at all, because they no longer let 32-bit apps run. I wonder how much time they're putting into it, if it's kind of like a service that's in like maintenance mode and they're kind of like, ah, you know, we've moved on to other kind of weird startup ideas, but this thing is up and running, so we'll kind of keep loose support on it. Or I wonder. I have not looked at their website in a while, so I don't know if they've got like a lively blog that says, hey, here's what we're doing. I don't really know.
Someone there that can represent the teaching staff. You know, I'm calling from the Vatican City right now.
You want to talk to somebody in the main office?
No. They referred me here because they said this is...
Well, this is just the lunchroom I have to be walking through.
I'm looking for someone who deals with science.
Because what?
Who deals with science. Because science plays a vital role in the coalition. And I'm calling from Vatican City, so I need your help with it. We're going to be...
Probably didn't want to talk to the Defense Department.
But we were going to be dealing with wire.
Not update there. Okay, took a couple seconds, but it eventually updated the track. Hey Siri, rate this song 3 stars.
Okay, I rated it a 3 out of 5. Sorry, Jeff. Something's gone wrong. Can you try that again?
What? Rate this song a 3 out of 5.
Okay, I rated it a 3 out of 5. Sorry, Jeff. Something's gone wrong. Can you try that again?
I don't think there's any way to do star ratings on songs anymore aside from Siri. Hey Siri, rate this song a 3 out of 5. Do it while the phone's unlocked.
Okay, I gave it 3 stars. Sorry, Jeff. Something's wrong. Can you try that again?
I hope this doesn't mean they're in the process of phasing out stars completely, because my entire use of iTunes is predicated on the idea of fucking using star ratings to build playlists. They did add a, like, love and dislike, like, heart and broken heart rating system, like a version or two back, and now they've kind of, like, that's the one they surface now. Which is just not expressive enough for me.
Apple Music does not want to play that track back. It's like, no, man, you don't, come on. Come on, turn this shit off. Siri, Apple Music, you're right. It's not even the song pausing, it's like the audio just drops out. It did this when I first installed that first beta. And then after I rebooted, it didn't do it again, so maybe just gonna try rebooting. This has been the first one that I've installed that it's been like, yeah, it's the same shit. Like, you kinda changed some stuff, like you did a little bit here and there, but this is a fresh coat of paint on the same shit. Like, the upgrades, the changes they did make just don't seem like they're moving anything forward, really. You can uninstall the Stocks app now, which is good.
almost got in the carpool lane, but I can't. Because it's still carpool hours. That's my story. Thanks for listening. Talking about that Alberto, I guess, what, El Patron.
And now it's time for me, Complex.
Man. Those two sure seem to find themselves in a lot of misunderstandings in public, don't they? I'm sure that's what they all are, right? Just misunderstandings. And not an actual horrible problem. Oh man, yeah, what the fuck? That's, it's hard to know. It's hard to know with that stuff. What the fuck is even going on? But from the outside looking in, it is disturbing. Seems like he sucks. Like, I, you know, like every interview, like even fucking after, like there was, like he just won that fucking belt, right? And then like after they went off the air, didn't he fucking get on the mic and just talk a bunch of shit about WWE? Like, that's dumb. I mean, whatever, but also like for a company that is trying to establish itself under a new name and all this other shit, like, you'd think that they wanted to be like, hey, let's try and, like, let's try and get, you know, stuff going under our own name and get people talking about what we're doing and get ourselves reestablished and back on our own feet with some cool stuff that we're doing. And then, you know, he's just on the mic talking about the other guys, you know? Like, fucking stop. What the fuck? Try to do it again the next show? Yeah. Fuck that guy, man. He seems like he fucking sucks. Like, never seemed like an especially interesting character on television. And then all this other stuff, you know, interviews with him and this, you know, the legal, these situations he seems to find himself in. No showing events because he got stabbed, you know, like whatever the fuck else is going on. Just like, man, all right, like this guy's, at some point, this guy's just fucking trouble. Like, why would you make him your champ? Gotta get it up, but just expect to get fired. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's that guy's trajectory, right? Like, he gets in somewhere and something goes down and he has to go. I just wonder why that, you know, why a TNA or whatever the fuck, you know, fucking Impact, whatever. Like, why even take a chance on him? Like, is he that big of a draw? Like, I get that he's, you know, been on WWE a bunch and is a name as a result. And obviously, you know, he's done a lot of stuff in Mexico, I guess. So, you know, presumably he's got some kind of following there as well. But is it worth it? Like, what, you know, especially now, you have to imagine they're like thinking, like, fuck, the fuck did we do? God damn it.
Is a scanner, and at the bottom is a big screen. The scanner shows your whole playfield, while the bottom shows only one quarter of the playfield. To play, you watch your scanner and protect your humans. The object of the game is to protect all 10 humans who are on the ground. The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. When a human is taken to the top of the screen by a lander, he is changed into a mutant. A mutant is very dangerous to you because
maybe Austin Aries can go back down there. And
it is important to know that saving humans in midair gives extra points. Also, that humans who survive and are left at the end of each wave are worth bonus points. The control panel consists of different buttons and a joystick. You may move either up and down or left and right. The thrust button accelerates you. There is a fire button with which to shoot the landers. The hyperspace button makes you vanish and repositions you somewhere else on the screen. But the hyperspace button is risky. Only use it when you are surrounded and your destruction is imminent. Then it will save you. Otherwise, the hyperspace button will cause you to self-destruct. The button called smart bombs is very important and vital to your survival. The use of a smart bomb is to blow up anything that is around you when you are about to be killed. Smart bombs kill only what's on the big screen. They do not blow up everything that's on the scanner. You will need to use smart bombs to blow up pods when they are close together. Try to get 3 or 4 together at a time. In Defenders, it is important to be firing very rapidly. However, the trick to mastering this game is to know where to fly your ship. You should always fly at the horizon level unless you are about to be shot and need to avoid being killed. From this position, you fly up or down, saving humans from the landers. When a lander comes down from the top of the screen, he will always fly at a level just above the horizon of the mountains at the bottom of the screen. And it is from that level they will go down and pick up your humans. So, it is important for you to always fly at the horizon level, never above or below, so that you are able to save your humans from the landers. Keeping this information in mind, you are ready to begin playing. The stages of the game are called waves. There are 5 waves. Each one is harder than the previous one and adds various things. Wave 1 is a very slow wave where you can shoot the landers quickly as they move slowly. They will slowly pick up your men and carry them to the top. Get lots of practice at this level, taking back your man and putting him back on the ground. Do 3 or 4 and then wipe them all out by shooting as fast as you can. When you get good at this, you will be able to kill the landers more slowly and rescue your men. You will get more points this way. However, if you do not kill the landers fast enough, Baiters will come out. Baiters move evasively and shoot rapidly, so they are not only likely to kill you instantly, but are also most difficult for you to kill. So kill the landers quickly at first in order to avoid the baiters coming out. And as you become more skilled, you'll be able to time your shots so as to kill the landers slowly enough to rescue your man and get the most points, but not so slow as to give enough time for a baiter to come out. In Wave 2, the game adds a pod, which is worth 1,000 points, and a few bombers. Shooting landers as fast as possible keeps you going. When you shoot the pod, it will break up into swarmers who shoot at you. The swarmers are worth 150 points, and there is a trick to getting them. When they come shooting out at you, right after they pass, try to get right behind them. This will prevent them from shooting at you, while you'll be able to clearly wipe them out from behind. Remember, swarmers will come out only if you shoot the pod. Swarmers will not come out of the pod if you destroy the pod using a smart bomb. Wave 3 is the same as Wave 2, only faster and with more landers and more pods. Here's where the pod trick comes in.
Pod trick.
Wait for the 3 or 4 pods to all get together and blow them up at one time using a smart bomb. This is worth about 5,000 points. From Wave 4 on, the game is hard, and you must kill landers as fast as possible.
Hard.
You must be flying faster and shooting more ferociously because the game really speeds up. Also, here is added one more pod, which is the limit. There is never more than 4 pods per wave. The best way to kill mutants is to fly at the very top of the screen and shoot forward at them. They will usually walk right into your shots. If you should lose all your humans, the planet will disappear and you will find all your men flying around in space. I call this part space flight because there's no ground or horizon at this level. Every lander becomes a mutant and therefore becomes more difficult to clear them all off the screen. It is almost impossible to get back to the planet stage once you're in the space stage, so it should be avoided if at all possible. If you don't lose all your humans and make it to Wave 5, you get a new set of humans and play continues.
Cherry curls, nappy head niggas like myself, get a ball and head bitch, you need a burn. So much gap when a homie's tough. I make a bitch bro who never suck. It really ain't lot, but I just matter. Now I'm saying, bitch suck better. Fuck you, stupid hoe. Tell me just what you know. I came to the party and turned it out. You said, oh, he's got a dirty mouth. But bitch, I kept talking shit. Motherfuck you, damn shithead, bitch. I want a blowjob and I'm not getting working in your mouth till your head starts spinning. I'm that nigga you'll answer to. If I say bitch, jump, that's what you'll do. I'm a fast talking guy, man, blowing your mind. Working you and your cousin at the same time. With my dirty rap coming out of my mouth. And you know damn well what I'm talking.
Damn filthy raps.
Thought about daddy's alright. Your dad is alright. Your dad is alright. Your dad is alright. You want it for. Your dad is alright. You want it for. Your dad is alright. You want it for. Your dad is alright. But you want it for. Your dad is alright. Who you are. Your dad is alright. But you hold it up. Your dad is alright. Your dad is alright.
Still looking around glass. My future is in the past. I'm rearranging my life. I'm single and now I laugh.
The nigga, your mama got 2 feet growing out of titties. Bitch fell down and kept running. Off to the studio late nights, time to cut another track. It's gotta be hype, got my rhyme book in hand, a blue loose leaf. Anybody moves in that, they get loose teeth. Evil's got the funky beat, a stupid dope loop. But the record's kinda old,
what we gon' do, true?
We gotta clean it up, cause it's so dope. Try to rub an alcohol, even the ivory soap. But no matter what we do, the record keeps clicking. Fuck it,
fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it.
Yo, E, give me some of that damn fried chicken.
Yeah.
Sometimes I dream of what I would do with money if I had it. Like I was reading about Bill Gates. That guy, you know, he wants $90 billion, that guy. Now, if I had $90 billion, I wouldn't have it for very long. I would just fucking blow it. I would, because I feel like I would only need $1 billion. That's all that I would keep. Because I could live pretty well on $1 billion, you know. I'm not good with money, but I think $1 billion I could probably stretch for a long time. And think of having $89 billion that you don't truly need. You know the kind of shit you could do with $89 billion? You could take like $1 billion, just peel off one of those one day, and just, you could buy every baseball team and just make them all wear dresses. You could do that. That's the kind of shit you could do, you know? Or you could take $89 billion and you could probably cure like most diseases, you know? That's what I would do. But first, I would change my name. To something like Farty McCrablice, you know, or Cunty McShitballs. That would be my name legally. Then I donate all, because then people would have to say my name. It would be that everyone would have to say it. Dan Rather today, Cunty McShitball. The president would have me over. God bless you, Cunty. Thank you very much. God bless Cunty McShitballs.
Enclosure. Effortless shit. To the flow, you know. Is what you make it, your flow's a makeshift. I draw this off inspiration, you trace it. Patience been my life story. They say the trial's almost over and I can taste the glory. It's hard to ignore me with this big ass chain, all this bright ass watch, all this big ass bling. One thing about it, see this more than a name. Say the hell with the verse, still the re-up game. 20.5 a key, the peace symbol front of the V. Fuck gold digger bitches, my Giuseppe freaks. Mama, I means no harm, you lack class and charm, but I ain't got it either. Accustomed.
Well, I'm home, so I'll see y'all later. Everybody have a great night. And, yeah. Do more of this shit in the morning. See ya.